Your reaction to the president's announcement?
You know, the president's announcement on Tuesday that the EPA was requiring utilities like Buffalo to replace their lead service lines within the 10-year time frame was expected. You know, we have been working proactively here in Buffalo. We have been a part of the White House Get the Lead Out initiative, and we have been working to get this done. One of the things that we've done as being proactive has been releasing our public-facing lead service line inventory map, as well as establishing our partnership with our community organizations who really have boots on the ground to engage with the community to make sure that we're getting people lead service lines identified, as well as making sure that they're part of our plan. And so in order to get this done in 10 years, we need an effective plan, and we need to know where all of our lead inventory is. And so that is what we've been doing to make sure we get that done. But we've also been putting forward that investment. And so the city, under Mayor Brown, has invested over $10 million of American Rescue Plan Fund to replace lead service lines. But it still leaves us with nearly 40,000 lead service lines throughout our city. And so we are hoping that not only with Biden's announcement of, you know, funds that are coming this way, the $15 billion that has been dedicated to lead service lines, but we know that that's simply a down payment. The cost for cities like Buffalo is going to be $500 million to replace our lead service lines. And getting it done within this time frame is going to be a daunting task that's going to require not only federal investment, it's going to require investment from our residents, as well as really hoping to get philanthropic investment here in Buffalo.
How do you go about identifying where the lead pipes are in Buffalo that need to be replaced?
We're really hoping to work with our community. And so we want to point everyone to our getwaterwisebuffalo.org website. There you can go through our survey. You can identify and see our public-facing website to see what we think you have. Many of them are unknown, and we need everyone's help to identify what type of service lines they have coming into their home. And so we have a series of videos and things like that. We've done some press releases. We really need the entire community's engagement to make sure that we as a community are getting this addressed.
Is 10 years a reasonable period of time to do all this?
Really, 10 years is going to be a tough time to get this done. The one thing we've been trying to do here in Buffalo is make sure that the money is circulated throughout the city of Buffalo, really for folks to address their own public health concerns. But with the shortened time frame, you know, it is going to be really tough. And we understand the urgency of replacing these lead service lines, which is why we've gotten our head start back in 2016. And we got rolling with our Replace Old Lead Lines program. And so we continue to be proactive, not only in preventing lead from leaching into our water with our corrosion control and our sampling program that protects all of the residents, but also in identifying where those lead service lines are and then replacing those lead service lines. It's critical that we get this done. This is an urgent concern for cities like Buffalo, and we are confident that we will continue to see federal investment, state investment, coming to cities like Buffalo that have high poverty.
How much help are you seeking financially to get this done?
The more help that we can get, the better. We are programming in our capital program to spend about five, we started at $5 million, we've increased it to $25 million for addressing water lines, but that still leaves a gap of almost $75 million per year when you stretch it out over 10 years. And so we're looking for all the help that we can get.